of a paradox, right? You're only gonna have someone listen to you for 7 seconds, so make sure you use those 7 seconds most effectively, right? So I immediately say, hey, I'm Nevin Webster, blah, 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 get out and vote. Or whatever I said, I have to check. You have 7 seconds, so use them most effectively. After that, you're then trying to just collect eyeballs and looking at that, who's watching you live. And when you see that live counter go up, that means you're entertaining. That means you now have a way to know if the information you're sharing is resonating with people, right? If you see it, it goes up and then goes down, okay, either they're busy or they really just didn't like what you had to say. But if it keeps going up and up and up and you have the time, you now have a place to practice what you're saying. The fact you guys aren't walking out the door right now means, okay, maybe you are respecting me, or maybe I have something of value to share to you guys, right? I have a way to gauge, because I can see you guys nodding or writing notes. So obviously, I'm capturing a few of you. You can do the same thing on live. And again, going back, Instagram Live, really great place to see if you're interesting and engaging, right? Because people on Instagram Live, they'll pop up, you can see them. You can see when they actually pop up, their actual name. You can't do that on Facebook Live. You can't see who's following you, right? But you can start seeing if reoccurring names happen to show up all the time on Instagram Live. Okay, little, you know, Josie. Josie follows me around a lot. She listens to me. I can always count on Josie to listen on it. Great. She's always my one, right? So you start seeing those reoccurring names. That's business development. Josie might call me when she has a house to sell or when she wants to buy a house, right? We are now turning these tools into ways to develop business and see who your message is reaching, all right? Now, I've already created a video. As you see, I have one video, right? This is the publishing tools page that I told you guys about. And we can download HD. What I love about Facebook Live is it removes the creation of videos from you guys outsourcing it, right? I see a lot of realtors paying big money to some of my friends. I'm not ever gonna, you know, if they have the budget, go ahead. If that's the look they wanna go to, go ahead, right? But they should also do this as well. It removes the barriers of creation because you just flip it open and you do it right then and there. I've started so many video projects that are just currently sitting half done. Just, I've edited them all. No, I've shot them all. They're half edited. You know, I started picking the music and then I couldn't find the right music. I never did it. Facebook Live removes that. And that's what Facebook wants you to do it. Because before, you go on YouTube, right? Oh, everyone's videos are so great and so perfect and edited well, blah, blah, blah. To the average person, that's going to be, I don't fit in. Facebook Live has made it so that you can just go. And it's about the person and the personality, not about the editing quality. As long as you have a good enough camera and you can make your thing stable a little bit, you get a little tripod or something, or a little handy cam or selfie stick, whatever it be, right? There you go. But then you can download the video. So you've already created it, now you can download it, you could do something with it like you would have done before where you'd have edited and stuff, right? This is where we're transforming the content, right? So we've already got, you know, I got a 2-minute and 16-second video. I could probably clip that up into, I don't know, 4 15-second clips, because there's probably 4 different pieces of information I do want to share, right? And I can share that in a variety of mediums. Again, going back to free, if you're an Apple user, you have iMovie. You have iMovie on your phone, iPad, or your desktop, which is your MacBook. If you're a PC guy like me, there was Windows Movie Maker. It's defunct now. But DaVinci Resolve 15 is better than, or as good as Final Cut Pro or Premiere Pro. And that's absolutely free. You'd start paying money if you want the fancy cloud computing stuff. And there's lots of YouTube videos teaching you how to do the fancy stuff. But really all you need to do at this point is download your Facebook Live video, watch it, star the points in the time code that you're like, wow, that's good value there. I'm sharing a good point there. And cut those out. And now you have little things to share on Instagram. You know that 7 seconds we were capturing from people? Those are the little points we can do out of those Facebook Live and transform that Facebook Live into little 7-second snippets for people. And this is where you can overlay the, you know, the meme text, where the people who don't actually listen and turn on the volume on Facebook, which is a lot, right? Watch a little quick YouTube tutorial or download a little template, and you can do that yourself. So if someone can't listen to it and you want to share your 3 dating tip ideas, right? You can do it really quickly, really easily, and edit it.
So do you do closed captioning in the editing as opposed to using like Facebook's closed captioner?
Well, if you want to make it into like one of those like meme things, like, you know, like that you always see, like the whatever now videos, you know, look at this great Yeah, right? So if you click it, you actually hear the sounds, right? All you're doing is transcribing, right? I would do it yourself afterwards. You know, the caption transcriber things aren't amazing.
No.
Whatever it be. And your point is you want to get those 7-second clips. It's all about short form online. My attention span is like a goldfish, right? So if I'm not going to click the sound because I don't have headphones in, I'm on the bus, and, you know, I want to be respectful of people, I don't want sound playing, or my wife is watching Netflix, right? I can now still watch what you have to say of those 3 dating tips, right? There are 2 options for you for free editing. So these are Facebook video platforms, right? These are all different video platforms. Now, the interesting thing is we've only talked about these ones, right? Instagram, right? We're taking the Facebook Live. We're cutting out Facebook videos, unless we're talking about the transforming the 7-second clips, because we're using Facebook Live. That is our go-to spot to create videos, and then we're just transforming it. And we're transforming those videos into little Facebook clip video clips or Instagram clips, right? With our iMovie or DaVinci Resolve. The rest of them are vertical video. So depending on how long you guys plan on being in the industry right now, you gotta start looking at vertical video. It's the high school kids, right? We're not selling to them now, but they're starting to get used to vertical video. You go back 2 years, 5 years, right? People would slap people like, no, no vertical video. We shoot like this, right? But Snapchat, Musical.ly, now TikTok, and Instagram stories have changed that. Even Facebook Lives on your personal Facebook are shot vertically, right? On your Facebook page, you can shoot them horizontally if you do it from the Facebook page manager app, right? So try and shoot stuff vertically or horizontally if you can, because that's the native video size if you want to edit stuff, because you can always make stuff square for Instagram or cut things out, right? But vertical video, if you want to make vertical videos, this is how I recommend you do it. So Instagram Live, we already talked about, is just a training platform that is going to go away in 24 hours. The beauty of Instagram Live is you're going to be at the front of people's stories. So whether they actually click on it or not, your logo's right there, right? My Cameo, which it can be read from the Instagram stories thing, though I need to fix it because I just changed it. It's not as high resolution as it should be. It will pop on up to the front of people's things. Why? Because people don't like using Instagram Live. Regular people, let's just call it consumers, don't like going live. They just want to be consumers, right? The rest of us, we want to get clients. We want to make sales. We want to remind people we exist. If you go live, it's going to go to the very front when they open their Instagram app every 10 minutes, like they're unfortunately trained to do, because they need that dopamine hit. There's your logo, there you are. And even after you finish that, Instagram is pushing the lives ahead. Why is that so important? It's because Instagram knows when he has your eyeballs, right? Live isn't monetized on Instagram just yet, but it will be really, really shortly. You can't not, like, either on live or you're not. They know exactly when you're looking at it. Whereas YouTube, right, in theory, you could look away elsewhere or whatever be, right? On Instagram Live, they have your full attention, right? And they have your attention afterwards because it's going to be the top little portion of your Instagram. Do you know what I mean by, like, those little stories? They go to the very front every single time, whenever it's live. Yeah, exactly. So why wouldn't they want... So if you've already got these followers, right, why wouldn't you want to develop them and remind them that you exist by jumping the line? Right? Just doing an Instagram story is not enough. People are comfortable snapping a picture of their coffee or their dog or a selfie or what they're doing on just Instagram stories, right? And now you're limiting yourself based on the algorithm of Instagram deciding which stories you're going to go first. The algorithm's currently putting Instagram Lives at the front line. So just jump, right? And that leads to the next one, which is IGTV, which, in my opinion, is Instagram really trying to take on, the younger, the Snapchats, the Musical.ly's, the TikToks and whatnot. So now you're making it, vertical video edited up to 10 minutes, right? Again, these are great personality branding tools, but how do you make something for IGTV? Well, you can do it in Resolve. You could do it with an app or whatever it be. But the fastest way, if you have an iPhone, is actually using Instagram Stories. You have 15 seconds on Instagram Stories, right? And I'm going to a house, right? And I've done my tour with my clients, and they've left. I got 5 minutes. I pull up Instagram Stories, and I go, okay, I'm going to make a story right now. I've got 5 shots. There's going to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. How am I going to tell the story in 5 shots? All right, so I'm opening the door. I'm welcoming people into the banister. I'm showing the ornate carving on the wall. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm getting my 5 shots. On iPhone, it lets you save that as a video. It compiles all your Instagram stories into one. I have an iPhone that actually I don't use, except for when I want to just download the Instagram stories. So now I have a edited clips all smashed together. Those 5 shots I took are now in one clip. I'd have to research the exact limit of how many it was smashed together. But you could do a multi-clip thing really long. A full day adventure vlog. Hey, I'm driving to a client now in my car. Hey, I'm meeting the clients. Hey, I'm showing the clients. Hey, da 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 da. Right, you could show the whole day, and then it smashes together, and then you could upload it to Instagram TV. Again, the reason why I want to upload Instagram TV, all your followers are going to get a notification that you uploaded a video. The uptake right now in Instagram TV is not where Instagram, I think, thought it would be. They're still having trouble getting people to learn how to make vertical video. So if you could create vertical video really quickly, really fast, and interesting, right? Even if they don't watch it, now it just says, Nevin Webster Realty, estate, whatever my company is called, is popped on up. And if people watch it, that's great. And then, again, if people do watch vertical video, now IGTV just kind of keeps feeding stuff, right? Because it wants the eyeballs. It's a bit of a longer play. I don't think our generation and my age and up is really watching a lot of IGTV, but they will be soon, right? We all, our phones really are our TVs. And again, everything you do, everything at all, you might as well just put on YouTube, right? Because when you chat with your digital marketers, whoever's doing your SEO or whatever be, right, you're always trying to create backlinks and keywords, and you're spending a lot of money, which is just Google. Google owns YouTube. Everything they do on Google can be done on YouTube, basically. But it's more just content-driven. So if you have all this content currently sitting on your Facebook page, just download all the videos and upload it to YouTube. You got nothing to do? Why not? Right? Just make sure your keywords are Facebook. And slowly over time, people who... YouTube is the second biggest search engine in the world. People in Surrey and the Lower Mainland who are looking up Kamloops might go to YouTube, and you want them to see your face, not someone else's. And the last thing I'm going to share with you real quick is just podcasting. So you've done a Facebook Live. I'm going to assume you don't have a flaming wheel that you're jumping through and you're some crazy stunt thing. You're just talking to your camera, right? Here's just another way to reach people. Another opportunity for you to just take your content you've already invested some time into and putting it on a platform, again, for free. All you do is going to rip the audio off of Anchor, off of that video. So download that video, rip the audio. There's lots of websites online, or you can do it through iMovie or Resolve, whichever platform you choose. Go to anchor.fm. It will handle all of the podcasting stuff for you. It doesn't even cost you anything. Read the terms of service. I always recommend people. But if you're willing to use Facebook, you know, the terms of service are more or less the same. Anchor.fm is trying to be the audio platform. So when people are driving around, right, they could be listening to your voice, sharing that interesting content, right? So now you can compete with myself as one of the only Camlist podcasters, Parker Bennett, who has his podcast, but he's invested time, money, infrastructure, expertise into it. Anchor.fm does all that. Removes the barriers to entry. It goes a step further, where if you have little 2-minute clips, it will actually create like transcribed videos for you to then put on your Instagram. They've created all these tools for you to create content off of audio for all the other platforms. So if you want to give 3 date tip ideas, right? And you've already done a video, and you've already done some posts, right? Well, maybe people do like to read in this video format / listen. Anchor.fm can do that all for you, straight from the app. So it's just another opportunity for you guys to take what you have already and invest it. So that 2.5-minute video that I did, I can spend 30 minutes and I can create umpteen dozen different pieces of content to meet people in different ways that resonate with them. Because not all consumers are alike. Not all consumers are going to sit and watch a video. Some people might like podcasting. Some people might like Instagram posts. Some people actually might watch IGTV. But I just want to make it nice and simple for you guys. All right? It's kind of all I've prepared for you. I just want to leave you with, do not wait. Just create. It's really just get out and start doing it. And figure out ways to distribute it once you've created it. Because it's that 80-20 rule. And if you have any questions, I hope that was informative. Thank you.